Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Eves. Welcome to This Day in History class, a show that will convince you that history can be fascinating even when you expect it not to be. Today is March 4th, 2020. The day was March 4th, 1932. Singer, actor, and activist Miriam Makeba was born in Johannesburg, South Africa. Makeba's mother was a domestic worker and a practitioner of herbal medicine. When Makeba was just an infant, her mother was imprisoned for illegally brewing beer, and Makeba spent the first months of her life in jail with her mother. Makeba's father was a teacher, though he died when she was just a child. After he died, Makeba went to live with her grandmother in Pretoria for a while. Makeba also spent time doing domestic work to help the family make money. Miriam had a love for singing from a young age. She sang in a choir at her school, and she sang in church choirs. And she spoke and sang in several languages. By the 1950s, Makeba had begun her professional musical career. She began singing with a band called the Cuban Brothers and started getting attention on the club circuit. But she picked up a lot more attention when she joined the Manhattan Brothers, a popular South African singing group. She toured with them from 1954 to 1957. After that, Makeba began singing for an all-woman group called the Sunbeams, who were later known as the Skylarks. By the late 1950s, Makeba was well-known across South Africa. She had a singing role in the film Come Back Africa, an anti-apartheid movie that was released in 1959. She was also the lead in Todd Machakiza's 1959 film King Kong, which really kicked off her international career. After the film showed at the Venice Film Festival, Makeba went to London, where she met entertainer and activist Harry Belafonte. Her singing attracted the interest of other American performers too, and by 1959, she settled in the U.S. Makeba began performing in New York City clubs and got a guest spot on The Steve Allen Show, an American variety show. But she wasn't only involved in music. She was also vocal about her opposition to apartheid, a topic that she explored in her songs. In 1960, South Africa denied her re-entry into the country, and she lived in exile for the next three decades. In 1963, the South African government banned her songs and revoked her passport. The next year, Makeba married her King Kong co-star Hugh Masekela. Though they divorced a couple of years later, they continued to work together professionally. Throughout the early 1960s, she also had to deal with difficulties due to cervical cancer. In 1968, McCabe married American activist Stokely Carmichael. Her affiliation with him affected her musical career, as many of her shows were canceled. When her record label wouldn't honor her contract in the U.S., she moved to Guinea with Carmichael. The couple divorced in the late 1970s, but she continued performing in Europe and Africa, speaking on social themes like freedom and social change. She performed in South Africa in 1991 for the first time since her exile. McCabe died of a heart attack in 2008. She had one child, Bongi McCabe, who died in 1985. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you've seen any good history memes lately, you can send them to us on social media at TDIHC Podcast. If email's your thing, send us a note at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland, a man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to have supervision, enhanced hearing, extraordinary reflexes, to be, dare we say, superhuman? Well, Roku's new Pro Series TV can't do any of that for you. But with a 4K screen, side-firing speakers, and a blazing fast refresh rate, it'll sure feel like it. Elevate your entertainment using all your favorite apps like iHeart and play all your music, radio, and podcasts with the new Roku Pro Series. Your senses aren't better. Your TV is.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.